Okay. Then in D, as I was saying, this addresses a concern that our language wasn't clear enough. What we're trying to get at here is that when a permit, if a project were to come to DEP and BPL, Bureau of Public Lands, that they don't both decide the same issues. So there's no overlapping jurisdiction. So BPL, Bureau of Public Lands, decides its issues. DEP, or in some very minor cases, LURC, decides its issues, and they don't decide each other's issues. And that's the clarification in Part D, and then later in Part E. There's a similar language. That's what that does. NRCM, DEP, BPL, LURC have all signed off on that as being as clear as they can possibly make it.
Representative Fletcher.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What this is principally doing, I believe, is excluding LURCs from making a determination on interference with navigation, fishing, or other marine uses, and it goes on. Now, is that because that's under the jurisdiction of BPL?
Right, under the submerged lands.
And they have the explicit authority to make those determinations.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Under the submerged land leasing provisions. Okay, now on E, this is a substantive change. What we're and the clarification doesn't the intent provision in italics doesn't quite spell it out. What we are proposing to do here is to eliminate the language that would have treated offshore wind like onshore wind for permitting purposes in front of the DEP, except for those projects that are going in the test sites where we have done extensive mapping and had a rigorous process for identifying the sites. So I hate to use the word expedited permitting because it doesn't really describe what we do at DEP, but we are eliminating it for offshore wind other than for the test sites and tidal. Okay. So that's what these changes in E1, 2, 3, and 5 are.
Not having a chance to go back and go through it, this would essentially put back the existing process, which goes something like this, that if somebody applies to the DEP, at that time, they can petition, ask, I don't know what the right word is, for the BEP to take the application.
Okay.
And there's a process to do that. I can't remember exactly what it is. But first you would start with the DEP, and then you can petition, ask, request, whatever the term is, for the BEP to take over the application. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Would just have the normal process.
Right.
And then if the DEP made a determination, that can be appealed to the DEP.
Right.
Okay.
So this leaves the law as it is, like you just said. What? Except for the general permit, where we have, as you brought up at the last work session, Representative Fletcher, we've done extensive amount of mapping. You know, so we felt that the process we use for onshore wind was comparable and could be used for the test sites.
Representative Van Wey.
I think that addresses my concern specifically for the wind, is same as Representative Fletcher's was, as long as there's been a pre-screening process that's based on natural resource values and other things like that, then I'm not as concerned about it, and it's in a limited area, then you still have to go through some review.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just not, it's not a, assumable by the BEP for those, just those demonstration areas.
Right.
While I'm not, you mentioned about title, while I'm not against it, I'm a little concerned about it being all title projects still. And I just, it doesn't quite feel the same way. I could imagine there could be some areas where, usually the criteria that it goes to the BEP is either because it's statewide policy interest, policy or technical questions that haven't been before the board before, or conflicting scientific information or other things like that that have arisen during the commissioner's review. I could imagine those could still come up in a title project. I just, I'm hesitating to be just overly permissive.
The intent here is that the tidal power projects are treated the same as regular hydro projects too. They also would go to the board initially. Go to the department initially. Could be taken by the board. It's the normal process for tidal as well.
Oh, it is.
Under these changes. The only thing that's added to the more expeditious procedures, if you will, is the demonstration projects for wind and tidal.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I understood you to say that it was both the demonstration projects and the tidal projects that were going through the alternative process.
There's a demonstration project for wind and a demonstration for tidal.
Yeah.
And both of those are in the
general permit.
In the general permits and are DP only, if you will.
Right.
And all the other things that this bill talks about are regular DP in process.
Okay, that's fine. Because the general permit is theoretically already been vetted. Consistent with that, then other new tidal projects of either larger scale or in new areas would still have to go through the regular process. Is that
right.
What I understand? Okay.
Like your regular hydropower type license.
Right. Okay, I'm fine with that.
Representative Fletcher.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Probably you're working towards it, but I seem to remember that in the original proposal there was something that said to the effect that the local municipality could not exercise a restriction greater than the state standard, which to me went against the Home Rule Enabling Act. Is that addressed in the draft somewhere?
In Part G. We'll get into that.
I'll wait to do that.
Okay. So if we're ready to move on E7 on the top of page 8, it's the same provision that we just talked about with BPL and the BPL LURC. We're doing the BPL DEP Division of Labor section here. And then on section E9, these are just some minor notice amendments. We've also been asked by the Lobster Association to add another entity here. So we're happy to do that, and we'll make that a change as we go forward.
Yes.
So that's just on notice provisions.